Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
So it's been an interesting morning, couple of things going on. Empire is having problems today. I'm at the church because I couldn't get connected at home. Came to the church and Ellie and I both can't get connected and then finally did. So some of you have waited. When I called Empire, I was number 12 in line. So my guess is we may or may not have connection the whole way through the service. So just be aware of that. The other thing is, for those of you who aren't on Facebook, I got stung on both my hands and they're really swollen up. And so I was put on heavy doses of steroids. So I'm a little disjointed and jumpy. So hang with me.
She got stung.
Mute yourselves as we join together in our opening hymn, How Lovely Is Thy Dwelling Place. Confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you by what we have left undone.
We have not loved our neighbors ourselves.
We are truly sorry
and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your ways, for the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim their praise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. We'll say together the Jubilate, found on page 82 in the Book of Common Prayer or in your handout. Be joyful in the Lord, all you lands.
Today is Psalm 105, found on your printout or on page 738 of the Red Prayer Book, 23 through 26. Israel came into Egypt.
And Jacob became a soldier in the land of Ham.
The Lord made his people exceedingly fruitful.
He made them stronger than their enemies.
The only ones whose heart he turned so that they hated his people.
And dealt unjustly with his servants.
He sent Moses his servant.
And Aaron,
whom he had chosen. Hallelujah.
Yes, that's not what we read, but that's fine.
Right.
Whoops. The first reading is taken from the book of Exodus 3:1-15. Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of a bush. He looked, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Then Moses said, I must turn aside and look at this great sight and see why the bush is not burned up. When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Come no closer, remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. And he said further, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry on account of their taskmasters. Indeed, I know their sufferings. I have come down to deliver them from the Egyptians and to bring them up out of the land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, to the country of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. The cry of the Israelites has come to me. I have also seen how the Egyptians oppress them. So come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? And he said, I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that it is I who sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God on this mountain. But Moses said to God, If I come to the Israelites and say to them, The God of your ancestors has sent me to you, and they ask me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. He said further, Thus you shall say to the Israelites, I am has sent me to you. And God also said to Moses, Thus you shall say to the Israelites, The Lord, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this my title for all generations, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We'll say together Canticle 21, found in the Book of Common Prayer on page 95 or in your handout. You are God.
Oh God.
We praise you.
We praise you.
You are the Lord.
You are the eternal Father.
All creation worships you. To you all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing an endless praise. Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of power and might.
A reading from the letter to the Romans. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourself, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine. I will repay," says the Lord. No, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals on their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I invite you to mute as we sing the sequence hymn, Awake My Soul. It's number 11 in the panel or on your handout.
Something happened.
My soul, and with my son, my daily stage of duty.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 16th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus began to show his disciples he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed, and the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid, Lord, that this must never happen to you. They turned to Peter and said, get behind me, Satan, you are a stumbling block. Me, for you're setting your mind on not on divine things, but on human things. Then Jesus told his disciples, if you want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. Those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. What will profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give out and give me to the life? The Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father. And then he will repay everyone who has for what he has done. Truly I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death to be.
The Gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Over the past week, these two expressions, as I was thinking about the readings, kept coming to my mind. One is, I don't wanna, and the other is, it's too hard. And although I know adults have those thoughts, I kept coming to mind my children and grandchildren when they would say, I don't want to go to bed. I don't want to do my homework. I don't want to eat the peas. I don't, you know, filled with I don't wanna's. And I think we do the same thing. I don't want to go to work today. I don't want to start on that diet. I don't want to make amends for that thing that I did. I don't want to call up the friend who has hurt me. And I think at the same time, what goes with that is it's too hard. It's just too hard to get up early in the morning to walk those 10,000 steps. It's just too hard to start on a diet today. It's just too hard to call up that person who has hurt me or betrayed me. Last week we were talking about in the book of Romans, how Paul was saying that we are the body of Christ, and each one of us has different gifts, and one gift is no greater than the other. We need all the gifts to make the whole, to make the body of Christ. But we also talked about how we are called to be a living sacrifice. And then we also talked about whose am I? If every breath, thought, action I take is for Jesus, is to the glory of God, I think the world would be a different place. When we can do that, we are transformed and we also transform the world. But when I think about being a living sacrifice, I said it last week, I'll say it this week, we think it's too hard. I don't wanna. You know, it seems like the world today is a really angry place. I hear so much everywhere I go, on social media, on television, in conversations that I overhear, there's just a lot of anger. And I think, I don't know if it's ingrained in us or something that we do, we can't understand how anybody else in the world can think differently than we think. We cannot understand why some people don't behave like we behave. We can't understand why they can't understand our point of view. We can't understand why they keep doing those things that make us so upset, so angry, or that they feel like they are betraying us. And what we know about anger is when we are in our anger, we feel justified and we feel powerful. And I think that's what keeps us in that anger, is because we want to feel powerful. But the invitation as a living sacrifice is to be transformed, to see the other as one of God's children, to see the other as someone to have compassion for, to pray for. Last week, Paul was talking about how we are the body of Christ. This week, Paul is talking about how we do that, how we interact with each other, not use our gifts, but how we interact with each other in a way that is healing. And he says, let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. And that's just a part of what he says today. And if we take that apart, every one of those things, we're saying it's too hard, or I don't wanna. But this is what we're called to do, how we're called to interact with others. I want you to take just a moment and think about that person in your life that makes you crazy, that person who makes you angry, possibly that person who hurt or betrayed you. And I'm guessing each and every one of you has somebody that you can think of. And when we think of how do we engage in that relationship, even should we engage in it, it's too hard. I don't have the skills or the tools. I don't know how to do it. But Paul today was not only talking about how we do that with each other, the phrase that stuck with me the most is hate what is evil. And we think about hating the evildoer, but Paul is talking about hating what is evil, not the evildoer. Because in Paul's day, as in today's day, the early Christians and the Jews were trying to figure out, how do we live apart? How do we live separately? How does this look like? How does that work? Paul, as you know, over and over and over again, ran into problems. He talks about in Corinthians, how the people are going astray, how the rich people are excluding the poor people from their Christian gatherings, or how other false apostles are coming, and Paul calls them false apostles, are coming and saying, no, Paul doesn't have it right. I have it right. Who do we believe? And throughout all of that, Paul is saying, we need to look at the hatred. We need to look at the divisions. We need to look at the idea that I'm better than, or I know more than. And he's pointing out the oppression, the injustices, the divisions, the manipulation, the violence, not only in that early Christian community, but in the world. But he was addressing, when this happens in our Christian community, we are no longer the body, we are divided, and that doesn't work. And he sees the way to do that is to stay in prayer, learn to love one another. But then he takes it even deeper. He says we're not to repay anyone evil for evil, that we are to overcome evil with good. And when you think about that person that you have a problem with or has a problem with you, how do we overcome the evil in that relationship with good? How do we overcome the division, oppression in our community, in our society with good? Tough thing to do. And I know each and every one of us is feeling a little bit uncomfortable about this. We're saying it's too hard. I don't wanna. Let's talk about God's love instead. And that's what Paul is saying. How do we overcome evil with good? How do we let our love be genuine? How do we hold fast to what is good? How do we love one another with mutual affection? And so we say, so how do we get there? How do we do that? And today's gospel starts to point the way. It talks about today's gospel. Jesus is walking with the disciples, and this is the first time that he says to them, we're headed to Jerusalem, where I will be betrayed, where I will be executed, and on the third day I will rise. And Peter says to him, that can't be true. Say it isn't so. And Jesus says to him, get behind me, Satan, because this is what I'm called to do. My sacrifice is to go to Jerusalem. My sacrifice is to be betrayed. My sacrifice is to be executed. And then he turns and says, and you get to do the same thing. Pick up your cross. And the idea for us these days of pick up your cross and follow me, we think of it as our burdens or the challenges in our lives. But in that day and in this day, pick up your cross means that type of execution. They knew in that day that was Roman execution for criminals was to hang you on the cross. We could think of the equivalent, hang, pick up that noose and follow me because you're headed in the same direction I am. You were called to sacrifice your life for each other. And not just the ones you like, or those who agree with you, or those who act like you. And that's where, when the disciples get really quiet, and Jesus is letting them know, whatever you hang on to in this life, you're gonna keep throughout eternity. If you wanna hang on to those grudges, those hurts, those betrayals, that's what you're gonna be hanging on to throughout eternity. If you want to hang on to the love, forgiveness, mercy, grace, that's what you're going to be hanging on to through eternity. Those who love their lives will lose it. Those who lose their lives will have eternal life. Tough messages today, but it all turns to love. It's in that sacrificial love that we have for God, for others, that we are transformed, that we get to live and live fully and live abundantly and live in love. This week I was reading more about God's pit crew, and when I ran to the church, I lost the quote, but God's pit crew is a group of people out of Virginia who volunteer to go to disaster areas. And so looking at them, you know, with the big semi trucks filled with emergency supplies, they headed to Louisiana. And God's pit crew has gone to many, many disasters. And it says cut down thousands of trees off people's houses or cleaned up the rubble from disasters. They have rebuilt homes and churches. They also bring emergency supplies. They bring water and food and diapers. And they do this out of sacrificial love. This is all volunteer. And yes, they do take donations, but these are people who are donating their time, talent, and treasure to people they don't even know, just because the people are in need. And I think about the first responders in our community and in other small communities, the majority of communities, they're volunteers. And when they get that 911 call, the 911 operator does not say, by the way, what neighborhood do you live in? What's the color of your skin? Where do you go to church? None of that. They respond. And they respond out of sacrificial love, and they do their best to make the world a better place. And that's what we're called to do. To use our whole being to benefit others. God's love True love requires us to live alongside and engage with others in a sacrificial way. Let me say that again. God's love, true love, requires us to live alongside and engage with others in a sacrificial way. So I want you to take a moment and think of that other in your life. And are you ready to take it to Jesus in prayer and be transformed? Amen. I invite us to take a minute of silence. I invite you to join me in saying together the Apostles' Creed, found on page 96 in the Book of Common Prayer or on your handout. I believe in God,
the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary.
He suffered
under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried.
He descended to
the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended and is seated at the right hand of the Father.
He will come
again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the
Holy Catholic Church,
the communion of saints,
forgiveness of sins,
resurrection of the body,
life everlasting.
Amen.
Prayers for today is on page 97 on your printout or on page 39 in the red prayer book. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Show us your mercy, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
Clothe your ministers with righteousness.
Let your people stand in your joy.
Give peace, O Lord, in all
For only in you can we live in safety.
Lord, keep this nation under your care.
And guide us in the way of truth. Let your way be known up on earth.
Your saving health among all nations.
Let not the needy be forgotten,
nor the hope of the poor be taken away.
Create in us clean hearts, O God,
and sustain us with your Holy Spirit.
Leah, you muted yourself. Leah, you're muted.
Lord of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, graft in your hearts the love of your name. Increase in us true religion, nourish us with goodness, and bring forth in us the full of good works. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
O God, you make us glad with the weekly remembrance of the glorious resurrection of your Son, our Lord. Give us this day such blessing through our worship of you, that the week to come may be spent in your favor through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
O God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth, and sent your blessed Son to preach peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold, pour out your spirit upon all flesh, and hasten the coming of your kingdom through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I invite you to mute as we sing together the anthem, Sing a New Song Unto the Lord.
Found on page 392 of the Red Prayer Book or on your printout. In peace we pray to you, Lord God, for all people in their daily life and
for our families,
and neighbors,
for those who are alone.
For this community, the nation, and the world.
For justice, freedom, and peace.
For the just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth.
Bishop, our bishop, and for Lynn and Gary, and for all other bishops and ministers.
For all who serve God and His church.
Especially concerns of this congregation, especially Julie and Ben, Jean, Pam, Alan, Carol, Betty and Richard, Adrian, Kevin, Janet, Darlene, and John, Tammy, Peggy, and George, Bob, Jackie, Jen, Jim L, Ryan, Dan, Ellen, Marietta and Jim, baby Eliza and family, Paige and Michael, Michael S, Stephen, Alicia, Jennifer and family, Doug, Tammy S, Jerry, Phil, Wendell, James, John, Amy, Lindsay, Holly, Sean, Kurt, Jean F, Mario, Charlie, Raymond, Renee, Heather, Eva, the food pantry, students and teachers, first responders, those suffering from addiction, and those in the military, and those who mourn.
For Linda.
For Sister Ruth.
Jim. Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life.
Oh.
We will exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom.
Pray for the repose of the soul of 13-month-old June, and pray for her family and bereavement.
Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them.
Put their trust in you. O Lord, our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I invite you to join with me in saying the general thanksgiving on page 101 in the Book of Common Prayer or on your handout. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and all you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life. But above all, for your measure of love, the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace, and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such awareness of your mercy that we truly thank you, we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service, and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days. Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit, honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen. I invite you to mute as we sing our closing hymn, Crown Him with Many Crowns, number 494 in the hymnal.
blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Amen.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ.